Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 30th of June. How's my luck? Sam's gone out shopping or something with her mates today. And we've got air conditioning and we're having it. You have to have a routine service a couple of times a year as part of the contract. Quite handy, to be fair. So they phoned up yesterday to can. Just on the cuff, they're in the area, can they do today? Yeah, no problem. Guy turns up. Normally a guy turns up, just gets on with it. Guy turns up this morning, right old chatterbox, can't stop talking, and he's a Liverpool fan, and all he wants to talk about is Liverpool winning the league. And I have been biting my tongue to be polite. You know when you just want to tell, just do your job, mate, and crack on. No, talking to me all about the celebrations. He's going to go up there when the first game of next season. How is my luck? Fucking hell. If you're going to have... I can't recommend it enough, by the way, aircon. If you are fortunate enough to be in the position to get it. It was Sam's idea, and I thought, oh, well, nonsense. For the sake of whatever we have, 5 or 6 hot days a year. But she got the one that it cools and warms. And I thought this will be waste of money, absolute waste of money. It won't warm the house up properly. Absolutely brilliant it is. Superb. Can't recommend it enough. It's fantastic when it's hot, but it's also good in the winter. So if you're looking at heating sources, I do recommend it. I can't remember the make of them. Begins with D, but very good. And inobtrusive as well. I thought it would be a great big messy unit, but no, really good, quite stylish. Right, talking about aircon, what is going on? No over 2.5 at Palace. See what I was talking about teams down in tools. I think Palace might be one of those teams. Usually, very raucous crowd at Selhurst Park, home and away. The fans are good. Get them going. But certainly since the lockdown, I know they struggle when Zaha's not playing anyway, but since the lockdown, all accounts and reports and stats show they don't really seem that interested. Mid-table, not going to go down. It is my massive concern over this next month, more than none of this, forget the home bias thing, just the actual effort teams are going to put in without fans there. I think if they've got nothing to play for, I think it's going to be much worse than if you had a crowd driving you on. But something to keep an eye on. Got a pretty much full programme. We have certainly the Ultimate League, Serie A, Spain and Premier League. Starting tonight through till Thursday as the relentless football calendar ticks on. Horse won yesterday, didn't it? What else is there? That's it, isn't it? Nothing. I've just been doing football. So let's give you some for today. I haven't got any extra horses for today. Bit of caution as the weather's turned again. If you're backing any horses. Right, let's have a look. We will have a change of the macros for the horses. Hopefully tomorrow, if not Thursday. Just if we can get it all programmed up. Right, Fussball. Where am I? I'm here. I'm going to give you just going to start something new, something I've been looking at. I might as well put them on here, actually. I'm going to give you some second half goals. So these are, you'd need to check prices at the minute. That's the next part of the jigsaw, because I don't know what price they will be. I've got a rough idea of the average price, but I don't know what price they will be. So it is today, if there's any qualifiers. I'm in the wrong sheet, that's why I can't find it. Flipping useless. Right, hold on a second, I've got to see if there's going to be any qualifiers. The old bear with me statement. There is in Russia at 4 o'clock, Lokomotiv versus Krylia Sovetov. So, locomotive Krylia Sivatov. So, I'm just, this is the first time I'm publicly given these out, so I'm just getting my house in order. Good hearing it. Good production again. Locomotive Krylia Sivatov. A second half goal only if the home team hasn't scored. And I need to do some pricing and a bit more modelling, but what I'll put these on here and we'll see how they go. Don't have to jump in. Oh, Ian said there's going to be a second half goal, but only if the home team hasn't scored by half time. So if it is nil through to 0-10. Locomotive Krylia Sivatov. The way I'm going to look at playing these is actually to wait till sort of 55, 60 minutes, lay the half time score. So if there hasn't been a goal, then let's say it's 0-1, then I would lay 0-1 if it's still 0-1, 55, 60 minutes, but then trade out for a point loss. So probably only giving about a 25 minute window for a goal. But not risking any more than a point. So it would be either a 0.1 if a goal goes in or 0.98 and a point lost if a goal doesn't. But I will come back and confirm that. I'll just need to get some more prices into my sheet and do that. But these look fairly strong just for another goal. If you wanted just to back a second half goal, obviously it would be short odds. I think these look fairly strong. So there is one today. Locomotive Krylia Sivatov. If the home team hasn't scored a goal in the first half, then lay the half-time score. I'll put them out daily and we can follow it and report back. Chrissy spreadsheets results tomorrow. I don't know whether I've said that. Doing all his results up. So we'll have the great big reveal. Right, and what else have I got today? I've got a couple of other bits. He says. I've made a mess of one of these. That's good. That's Andy. Rio Ave Braga, first half goal. If 0-0 on 25 minutes. Rio Ave Braga, that's at 9:30 tonight for the Night Owls. Barnsley Blackburn, same bet, 0-0 on 25 minutes, a first half goal. And Mallorca Celta Vigo, if 0-0 on 55 minutes, drip lay or drip back over 1.5 or under 1.5, whichever, but back over 1.5. And remove your liability on a goal. Mallorca Celta Vigo. So we've got the Russian game for a second half goal, first half goals, and then that one over 1.5 if 0-0 on 55 minutes. And I will be back with you tomorrow. I don't think there's a day without football till about July the 17th, so it's going to be a fairly relentless pursuit over the next few days. Did have a couple of stories, but just doing all this spreadsheets, I just forget them. I can't remember what they were. We will get time to catch up, guys. Do not fret. I know the podcast is a bit boring at the minute as we're just churning out football after football, but there'll be plenty of days ahead to catch up to my dulcets. Right, have a good Tuesday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.